Defending the Faith. Now, who can do it?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the effective witnessing book, Why Won't They Listen? Well, Ken, how do you teach others to better defend our Christian faith?
I was settling down for my two-hour flight heading for our next Answers in Genesis conference. I opened up my Creation magazine when the man next to me asked, "What are you reading?" Now, I just love it when people ask this question. It means I can give a creation seminar right there on the plane. I found out, though, that he was a Christian. He was intensely interested when I began talking about Genesis, dinosaurs, fossils, and so on. I spent considerable time explaining how all of our biblical doctrines are founded in Genesis. For instance, I demonstrated from the Bible that the doctrine of marriage was dependent on the literal events of Genesis. I showed him how the Apostle Paul used Genesis as the foundation to preaching the message of the cross. At the end of this two-hour discussion, the man said, "You know, I've been a Christian for many years, but I couldn't defend my faith. I sort of knew what I believed, but it was all floating out there somewhere. For the first time in my life, you've brought it all together because you've explained Genesis. Now I understand it." How can we defend our faith? We must understand that Genesis is true.
The message that the book of Genesis is accurate will be used by 100 Americans who will be sharing their faith at the Greek Olympics in August. Discover more about their plans when you go to AnswersRadio.com. While there, notice all of our free witnessing booklets. That's AnswersRadio.com.